If you would have gone on for 3-4 more years, keep fighting, 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 it was getting bad. It was getting heated. The timing of this is brilliant. And I said, Bibi, you're going to be remembered for this far more than if you kept this thing going, 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 kill, kill, kill. It would be not be the same. And I just want to congratulate you for having the courage to say, that's it, we've won. And now let's enjoy our lives and let's rebuild Israel and make it stronger and bigger and better than it's ever been before. You're going to do that. Took a lot of guts. And the choice for Palestinians could not be more clear. This is their chance to turn forever from the path of terror and violence. It's been extreme to exile the wicked forces of hate that are in their midst. And I think that's going to happen. I've met some people over the last couple of months that want to see it happen very much. And after tremendous pain and death and hardship, now is the time to concentrate on building their people up instead of trying to tear Israel down. We don't want that to happen again. And the total focus of Gazans must be on restoring the fundamentals of stability, safety, dignity, and economic development so they can finally have the better life that their children really do deserve after all these decades of horror. I intend to be a partner in this effort in the sense that we're going to help and we're going to do something that became unbelievably popular. Everybody wants to be on it. It's called the Board of Peace, okay? How about that? Is that a beautiful name? Like a board of peace. The only bad thing from my standpoint, every single nation involved has asked me to be the chair. And I'll tell you, I'm very busy. I didn't count on that. But you know what? If we do it, we'll do it right.